You're listening to SBS News.
The Russian Defense Ministry has condemned an alleged Ukrainian airstrike on an oil base in Russia, said to have set ablaze the depot. Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Kornoshenkov says the facility near the border with Ukraine supplied petrol for civilian transport.
About 5 in the morning Moscow time on April 1st, two Ukrainian Mi-24 helicopters entered the Russian Federation airspace at extremely low altitude. The Ukrainian helicopters raided a civilian oil storage facility located in the outskirts of Belgrad with a missile strike. Several reservoirs were damaged and caught fire from missile hits. Let me stress that the facility served for supplying petroleum to civilian transport only. The oil base has nothing to do with Russian armed forces.
There is yet no independent confirmation of details about the incident. Ukrainian Defense Ministry spokesman Alexander Matuzianik says they can't confirm or deny the reports.
Ukraine is carrying out a defensive operation countering Russian armed aggression in the Ukrainian territory. It doesn't mean that Ukraine should bear responsibility for every blunder and for every disaster and every event that happens on Russia's territory. It's not the first time we see these statements. I will not confirm nor deny this information.
An advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Alexei Arestovich, says there could be various causes for the event.
We are carrying out defensive operations on our territory. Russian authorities bear responsibility for everything that happens in the Russian territory. They must figure out what's going on in Belgrad. Maybe someone smoked in the wrong place. Maybe there was something else. Maybe Russian troops are sabotaging orders and don't want to enter Ukrainian territory by available means. In any case, it's Russian authorities who bear responsibility for events that happen in the Russian territory.
Talks to stop the fighting in Ukraine resumed on Friday as another attempt to rescue civilians from the besieged port city of Mariupol broke down. Deputy Russian Ambassador to the United Nations, Dmitry Polyansky, says the attack undermines the peace talks.
The attacks on the Russian territory, they just reflect the real intention of the Ukrainian side and the real intention for any peace talks and gestures that could lead to certain openings.
Russia has reported shelling from Ukraine before, including an incident last week that killed a military chaplain, but not an incursion of its airspace. This comes as the mayor of Kyiv said the bombardment of satellite towns near the Ukrainian capital is continuing despite Russian promises to withdraw troops from the region. Vitaly Klitschko has told British broadcaster Sky News he could hear the sounds of explosions non-stop during the day and night.
First of all, it's nobody feel himself safe in Ukraine. If you're in Ukraine, are you sorry in danger? In every second, we stay in the risk to have a bombing or rockets attack to become the rockets attack, and non-stop during the day and night, we listen sirens.
He says the cities northwest of Kyiv, such as Irpin, Borodyanka, Hostomel, are being targeted after Ukrainian fighters moved back Russian troops, and fighting continues in Brovary, east of Kyiv. In Mariupol, tens of thousands of civilians have been trapped for weeks with scant food, water, and other supplies in the city that was once home to 400,000 people. The United Nations says more than 4 million people have left Ukraine since the fighting began on the 24th of February. Meanwhile, the United States Department of Defense Task Force targeting assets of Russian oligarchs says it has seen evidence of attempts to evade the sanctions imposed after the invasion of Ukraine. Task Force leader Andrew Adams says the level of cooperation between countries on probes into oligarchs' financial activities has peaked following Russia's invasion.
I think it's important to understand, especially in the current context and current climate, that level of cooperation, that level of unanimity, and the level of shared sense of purpose, I think, is at an all-time high. It really, from my perspective, feels like a sea change in terms of alignment with purposes and in diving into exactly this sort of problem.
And the European Union has called on Chinese President Xi Jinping to use his influence to help convince Russia to end its war with Ukraine. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has called on China not to interfere with the global sanctions imposed on Russia. China has said it's not taking sides in the conflict, but it has declared a no-limits partnership with Russia and refuses to condemn the invasion. Ms. von der Leyen says it's in China's reputational interest to help end the war.
Of course, we expect China, as a member of the Security Council of the United Nations, to take its responsibilities. There are few members only, and they have a vast responsibility. And China has an influence on Russia. And therefore, we expect China to take its responsibility to end this war and that Russia comes back to a peaceful negotiations solution.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.